Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? I wish you all a happy Easter. We are reflecting on the readings for Easter Sunday. First reading taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verses 34, 37 to 43. Our psalm for Easter Sunday is Psalm 118. Second reading taken from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 1 to 9. The theme of our reflection for Easter Sunday is the Messianic regime change. The wise man in the Book of Wisdom, chapter 2, verse 24, and St. Paul in Romans, chapter 5, verse 12, remind us that we were slaves under the reign of the agents of sin and death. The devil himself did say in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 9, that he owned the kingdoms of this world. And he said, if you worship me, I will give you this kingdom. By so doing, he confirmed that he was in control. Having paid the ransom for our sins with his blood and given us a new life, unchallenged by physical death, our Lord Jesus declared after his resurrection in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verse 18, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations in my name. In other words, the cross of Jesus ended the reign of sin and death and brought back man and woman to true life in Christ Jesus. Hence, my brother, my sister, we are free indeed and have been given life in Christ Jesus, which cannot be taken away. Thus, we must constantly celebrate in thanksgiving the day the Lord secured our hope of salvation. We must also celebrate the lives and works of the apostles and disciples of Jesus who witnessed the resurrection and were willing to share that joy with us. Thus, having accepted the testimonies of these witnesses and established a relationship with the Lord, St. Paul reminds us in today's second reading that we must look for the things that are in heaven. That is, our thoughts must be on heavenly things, for our resurrected Lord has changed our narrative. He has moved away from our minds and hearts the stone of failure and fear. Hence, we can now breathe again the breath of life, eat the bread of life, and drink the blood of the Lamb who forgave us all our sins. Yes, the Lord has changed our narrative. He has given us a new song of love and mercy. Therefore, my brother, my sister, although physical death is unavoidable, the stone on our path to eternal life has been moved away. Hence, eternal life is our reality, and we can overcome those physical and unseen dangers and trials on our path to eternal life. Thus, my brother, my sister, our task is to secure that life by doing and being good, dictated by God's word and instructed by the Holy Spirit. Father Jeffrey Plant concludes his Easter Sunday homily thus, Let us remember the angel in today's gospel who rolls the stone of doubt and fear from our hearts, who invites us into the very stronghold of death to show us that the tomb is empty, the enemy has been routed, the unthinkable, the impossible has happened. Our Lord Jesus Christ is risen. He goes before us, and we believe that we shall see him. May the name of the Lord be praised now and forevermore. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.